This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, someone texted in and said, please don't give Mike Tomlin credit for what the offense is doing as far as game planning. That's absurd, and you're just looking to compliment him. Doran, am I a guy that goes out of his way to compliment Mike Tomlin?
Absolutely not.
No. I just try to be fair. So when I see something good happen, I'm going to give them credit for it. When bad things happen, I'm going to rip them for it. That's how the sports talk radio should work, in my opinion. I'm not going to find reasons to nitpick a 3-0 head coach. Like, that to me drives me crazy. Like, they're 3-0. You literally can't be better right now than they are. They're the number one seed in the AFC. I don't have to sit here and invent reasons to be mad at Mike Tomlin.
Didn't we just sit here and say that we give him credit for letting Arthur Smith be Arthur Smith and run the offense?
You did.
Like, that's not giving Mike Tomlin credit for the offense. It's giving him credit to let the offense be the offense.
Yeah.
Or the guy that runs the offense.
Yes. And like, let's be crystal clear on this. One of the reasons for the criticism of Mike Tomlin last year is because he had Matt Canada and because his fingerprints were all over that thing. And now it seems like he's allowing the OC to do his job. So Tomlin would deserve credit for the evolution, but yeah, most of the credit offensively would go to Arthur Smith.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, you never go out of your way to compliment Mike Tomlin.
No, I for a longest time, I was maybe the card-carrying member of the Mike Tomlin fan club. And then last season when they lost to New England, when they lost to Arizona, when they lost to Indianapolis, I jumped the ship. But they gave him an extension. Like, he's not going anywhere. I can't do the fire Tomlin thing anymore because it doesn't matter. You're screaming into the void. It's not like Matt Canada where eventually they succumb to the pressure. They never will. And the more I watch football, and we watch a lot of football, it's a great time of year. Man, even though Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years, and when they've gone, they got their butts whooped, there's a lot of bad coaching in this league. There are a lot of questionable
horrendous
decisions made every week, aren't there?
Horrendous.
So bad, man. Mike Tomlin might not be, and he might be, but he might not be as good as a lot of folks in the national media think. What he is better than most. He really is. It doesn't mean that he, you know, satisfies my hunger for playoff victories, but there's a lot of bad coaches in the NFL. A lot of bad coaches. Every day you turn on a game. Tonight there'll be some bad coaching.
Like, is McCarthy a good coach? I don't know. I know that, I mean, is Daboll a good head coach? He's a good offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And those are different skill sets.
Yes.
Like,
oh, my God, yeah.
Like, Mike McDaniel in Miami. What's happening there now is not his fault. First, Tua deserves a lot of credit. He's probably better than people think, because look what they look like without him. But Mike McDaniel, he's, good offensive coordinator. Arthur Smith, good offensive coordinator. But just because you call plays and you got good sequencing and you can scheme things up doesn't mean that you can command a room of 53 men.
Absolutely.
I've always said the best coordinators should make near as much money as the best head coaches, because they're just as valuable, but they shouldn't be running a team. Like, Dick LeBeau was a not good head coach, but one of the best defensive coordinators of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like running a company. Like, do you want to be the owner and have to worry about everything, and can you manage a bunch of different things, or do you have a specific trade that you're really good at? Like, are you good at sales, and just go be the head of sales?
Yeah, right.
Like, don't be the head of the company that has to worry about other things outside of sales. Because you probably don't know what you're really getting into.
Yeah.
Like, you think you do because you're part of the company, but doesn't mean that you're going to be good at it.
No, you can have specific skill sets for a particular job. It doesn't mean you're good at managing people.
And I don't, you know, I give people credit for trying, but, and then in Arthur Smith's case, like understanding like, oh, like, I mean, I don't know. He might have had another head coaching opportunity.
I bet you he gets another one if things keep progressing this way.
But I think he understood that I need to go back to my roots. He might have had one. I don't know. Whenever he got fired, he might have had somebody reach out to him.
Maybe. And a lot of people were not super excited about the Arthur Smith hire around here. I don't know that a lot of people were down on it. It just wasn't sexy.
It wasn't what they wanted. They wanted the young, you know, pass game coordinator.
Yeah, give me a guy off the Shanahan tree, the McVay tree. Give me a Kubiak, yes, something like that. And they brought in a guy that I think people forget the reason he became a head coach is because he was a great offensive coordinator. That's a reality. And so I think he's done a good job so far. And I think Mike Tomlin has really left alone. Like, I don't think Mike Tomlin wants Justin Fields throwing the ball in the middle of the field. But he trusts Arthur Smith and what Arthur Smith is seeing to game plan specific for opponent. And we've seen a different version of Justin Fields in each of the three games. I think that's good coaching. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to compliment the coaching staff when I think they're doing a good job. Now they go out this week and lose 13-3 to Indianapolis. On Monday, I'm probably going to be pissed off. But here's something else, too. This is not going to be popular. Tomlin gets one. You get a mulligan. I think. Maybe not this particular game.
From the circumstance?
Like, if let's say you go 4-0 here. Let's say you go 5-0. And oh my God, we lost us. I can't believe we got upset at home by the New York Giants. I think you're allowed to have one.
Because? Because
everyone has one. Like, the Bengals lost to the Patriots and to Washington. The Ravens lost to Las Vegas. The 49ers are 1-2. There's a lot of good teams or teams that we've perceived to be good coming into the season that have stubbed their toe. Like, people always say, there's always going to be a Mike Tomlin loss to a sub-500 team on the road. You know who has Mike Tomlin losses every year? Everybody.
But you
get one.
I think from what our conversation is right now of giving Mike Tomlin credit and the coaching staff credit of doing a really good job, it's hard for me to come in here and say that they've been doing a good job, but them also lose to somebody like the Giants. If they lose to somebody like the Cowboys, okay, that is a mulligan in my opinion. Like the Cowboys, you know, they're not playing great right now, but they're going to be in it at some point. Yeah. You know, it's the Cowboys. It's Dak Prescott. He's making $60 million. You got CeeDee Lamb making $100 million. Like, they're a good football team. They just haven't been playing well. And that's a big game. I mean, it's a big, you know, Cowboys Steelers. Like, if they lose that game, I'll give them a mulligan. But if you lose to the Raiders, if you lose to the Giants, no. I can't sit here and say that you've done a good coaching job and lose to a team like that.
Well, I don't think they've built it up yet. Like, if they lose to Indy, I'm going to be pissed. Like, but if you're, let's say you're 5-0 and you stub your toe, I can live with it a little bit more. It's not ideal. It's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 6-0,
you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. If you're a good coaching staff, if you're a good team.
My point is you beat the Jets, you beat Dallas, and you stub your toe. Like, you've won two games against potentially good teams.
How frustrating is that, though?
It is frustrating. Like, what happened last year is inexcusable because you had three. You had four, really.
Yep.
New England, Arizona, both at home.
Yes.
Cleveland and their fourth string quarterback. That was so bad, they did something they ain't done before and fired the coordinator. And then Indianapolis, where you're leading that game. It depends on how it looks. It depends on when. It depends on how many wins you've stacked up. I give you one. Mm-hmm. I give you one. You can have one. Everyone's had one. Depending on the circumstances. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
People are probably going to kill me for it. Mm-hmm. Let me see the text line and I'm being killed.